First it was bushfires, then it was a global pandemic, and just when Hunter wine producers thought the only way was up, our wine imports to China have been hit with tariffs. It will make our wine less competitive in the Chinese market from today. Andrew Margan is a Hunter Valley winemaker and Wine Industry Forum member with the Hunter Valley Wine Tourism Association and joins me now. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. This isn't great news, is it?
Well, look, it's not great news for the Australian wine industry. I mean, China's our number one export market. Hunter Valley, a little bit different. We're a little bit we're only a small production area, all high end, so we're not nearly as exposed to the Chinese market as a lot of the rest of Australia is.
So, as far as the local industry is concerned, you say it's not going to be as serious locally here for Hunter winemakers as it might be for the rest of Australia. What impact will there be here?
Well, it's more the general impact. I mean, all that wine that was going into China is going to have to go somewhere. you know, it remains to be seen just what, you know, at the moment we've got 1.2 billion in sales go to China. It remains to be seen, you know, what these tariffs are going to have in terms of volume. But at the same time, that, you know, there will be an impact and there will be more wine that's going to come into the Australian market or go into other markets anyway. And we have just recovered from the post-GFC diseconomies of oversupply and in the industry, and the impacts that had for many years was profound across the whole industry, and that affected the Hunter Valley as well as anywhere else. So that'll happen. I mean, what's the best thing that's happened in the last 6 to 8 months with COVID has been this amazing surge of parochialism that's happened in Sydney, New South Wales, Newcastle, towards local wine. So the Hunter Valley is actually, in terms of wine sales and visitation, has been booming, and that's been a great thing for us.
Andrew, what are the numbers as far as the tariffs concerned? Have I heard correctly that it's 100% increase?
Generally, 200% is the increase.
Wow.
So, but it's random. Like, there's a list of like 16 different companies that have got all different percentages applied to them. I think the lowest is 107 for the lowest company, and they appear to have some Chinese connection, which has allowed them to negotiate a different tariff to everyone else. And then TW Treasury, who are one of our largest, are somewhere in the middle there. They're 140 something, which is, yeah, it seems very random and most peculiar. I mean, they're talking about it being in relation to dumping wine into China and government subsidies, but of course none of that's true. We are the most heavily taxed wine industry in the world. We're not at all subsidised by a government to make wine. You know, it's all about all the other reasons that they've finally given Australia the list of all their grievances, which, some of them I feel are probably fair, and some are like bad luck, you know. we're not going to be bullied by China, neither should we.
What's the solution? If you had a felt pen in your hand and a blank sheet of paper, what would you write on it?
Can I make the world go backwards? And I mean, it wasn't up to us to be the COVID marshals, and you know, sooner or later, of course, that was all going to come out. I don't know why Australia needed to be the one to make a lot of noise about that. But some of the other stuff, foreign intervention and rules and things like that, I think, don't think there's too many Australians who disagree with that. They're a very difficult country to deal with in terms of trade, and we have put too many eggs in that basket as an industry. And you know, 39% of our exports going into China, it's a lot, and we have to learn to live without the Chinese, I'm afraid. That's one thing we do need to learn.